It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to B-movie breakdown, episode number 91. Woo-hoo. This week, it's all about training.
And rape.
So much rape. I thought I've seen a lot of rape in movies. In Land of Doom was one I watched a while back, and it was a Mad Max ripoff type of movie.
Yeah.
Full of rape. But this takes the cake as far as the amount of rape I've seen in a movie, and it's just happening, and that's just a thing.
It's just fine.
It's just a thing. Well, some people weren't fine with it. There were a number of people who weren't okay with it.
There were people that got raped so much, they thought it was just normal.
Yeah.
Just like, part of my
I'm
day.
Ready to rape now. I'm in my rape costume.
Yeah, because they just became whores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happens, you know. Well, before we get going, the B-Movie Breakdown, you can find us on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher, on our website, our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter, and on Facebook.
Mm.
This week's movie, you could call it Legion of Rape, but it was called Legion of Iron.
Mm-mm.
It is available on Netflix.
Don't do it.
If you want to watch it, it's a great... I feel like in a group setting, like you got like maybe like 10 people...
You would all feel really uncomfortable.
It could be horrified.
It could be like 9 dudes, 1 chick.
Oh.
It wasn't even the graphic nature.
Like the movie.
Yeah. But like sometimes you can have 2 chicks if you wanted.
Yeah.
I was really confused about the system of how you were able to claim women. I thought you had to win them, but sometimes it seemed like you could just be like, "Hey, I want 2." And they'll gladly give you 2. Well, even the black guy, he just was like, "You can have 2 now."
Well, he had, the main one, but then why did they kidnap that high school guy's girl?
Why did any of this movie happen?
That's my
question everywhere. Throughout this whole, any note I took, it was always followed by, why is this all happening? Because this movie, it's like we missed the first 30 minutes of this movie.
Yeah.
This is what it is. The first 30 minutes would have been, in the year 1976, this underground thing was created, you know, and you'd get some sort of explanation about everything, and maybe then there's more, and they've been looking for Billy, or they know the future, and they know he's going to be this amazing football star, so we collected all the articles on him, and we sent our eye-patched and limping cop to collect him.
Don't touch my hat!
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on in this movie. There is a underground battle system been put in place by this woman, Diana, for rich people to bid on. Is that who was bidding on the rich people? So it was like a hostel.
Right.
Kind of. It was like kind the movie of. Hostel, kind of. Like
yeah,
the rich
or
people
like
paying.
A gladiator situation. Yeah.
But instead of paying to kill somebody, they're paying to bet on like people murdering each other.
Yeah, so it was. Modern day gladiator.
Yeah, it was like, you know.
They even had the thumb up and thumb down.
Yeah, and it was, even the set, you mentioned it looked like kind of like guts. It reminded me of American Gladiators.
It reminded me of, what you call it?
A mall.
No, a mall, but
a
I also said.
Mall.
But I also said Ultimate Surrender, which is a porn.
But if you. Because, you know, everybody just references.
Well, it's porn.
Porn titles.
It's not a porn.
It's porn where women wrestle.
Yeah.
And they fuck.
Yeah, oh, and then the loser gets fucked.
Yeah.
But
sometimes the winner gets fucked.
I mean, really, both.
I mean,
everyone just gets fucked.
No one's losing
in
this situation.
The crowd wins.
Everybody
wins.
Even
some
the women win.
It's in front of a live studio audience. Yes.
Even when the woman loses, she's winning.
Yeah, everyone wins.
That is really what it reminded me of.
Oh, God!
Oh, God! God! I won. it's just. Then this woman, Diana, put this whole thing together. I don't even know why. Why did
she
put this together? Who is she? Why does she have this power?
She's
because of sex?
Clothes.
Because that's what she said power comes from passion.
Power.
There is no love, there is no hate, there is no right, there is no wrong, there's only passion. That's what she said.
Well, she must have some fucked up passions. A passion for being a fucking weirdo at the bottom of a basement. kidnapping people. And then wasn't that black guy supposed to be like a heist or a football player or something?
Was he a football player? He used to be. No, in the movie.
No, but that's what I mean. He was supposed to be like an NFL player or something in the movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he wasn't was NFL. Weird. It was high school.
That guy was in high school?
The training guy.
Oh, the training guy, yes. He was an ex-NFL. Like, superstar or something. Like, because he was like, you were the best for, like, seven years. And then you just disappeared. And I was,
like, Googling this guy's name. Like, is that right?
And, like did
is this guy a real football player?
Yeah, Lyle Wagner. Yeah. I don't think that was ever, like, somebody.
Walter Payton.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, Lyle Wagner, who, that guy, he had some interesting things to say. We were talking about quotes before we started the podcast, and one, right off the bat, when he... Allison.
I don't remember any of that.
And Billy, two main people, kind of ish. Mm-hmm. There wasn't really. I guess Billy was the main. There, other than that, it's just a
Billy and Murphy.
Billy and Allison are in his like car, and he goes to finger her, mm-hmm. and he goes, "Just try it."
I missed that part.
He literally told her, he's like, she's like, no, and he's like, she's like pushing in his hand.
Even he tried to rape.
And he goes, just try it.
Just try it. And then he goes,
but I love you. And then she's like, okay, we can have sex.
Yeah, he asked her to marry him. He's like, I gotta go to college soon. Okay. Can we do it now?
And then she's like, we can't do it, we're not married. And she goes, I love you. And she's like, okay. It's just like, you can just say I love you to this chick.
That'll happen.
Yeah. And so they get kidnapped.
Everyone looks like they're 37 years old.
Where did they take... Where was this place?
The desert.
Where? They said from the forest reaches of like you could never...
Because when they got there, she was like, you're very far away from anyone who would care. And they drove like 5 miles down the fucking road.
They were in a helicopter.
They had to take that hover ship with the hut to get there.
Okay, they kidnapped them from their car. It transitioned into the helicopter blades. It was like a helicopter blade transition.
Probably like going cross-eyed. Into the... Checked out.
From the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And,
what?
Yeah, they were like in a desert.
They should have just replaced it with the spinning newspaper.
But it had to be in the United States because at the end it's USA versus China.
Mm.
Yeah.
In this battle to the death. So apparently in China there's also an organization also doing the same thing.
Well, they have the people to spare.
I mean, the concept itself isn't so hard to come across.
But why it was happening?
Sure the concept is impossible to come across because why is it happening? Why?
Who is this Diana?
Who are these people?
She's just a sadomasochist.
Who are these people? Why is this happening? Where is this happening? How come nobody knows that this is happening?
Where is this bunker?
All these missing people, people just gave up looking for them? Like, I guess they're gone.
They're in the desert somewhere.
Except for Rex.
Probably committing sex crimes. Because he volunteered.
Yeah, he volunteered to go and murder.
Well, then he was also... Who was the one that
Rex was amazing, though. He was an awesome guy, except for the rape.
Dolph
he was awesome.
Dolph Lundgren's weird, like...
He did kind of have a Dolph Lundgren vibe to him.
Everyone looked vaguely like someone
else. Billy
kind
of looked like a scrawny Patrick Swayze / Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, then, I could see it.
And then, what's his name? The trainer.
Lyle Wagner.
He looked like Lawrence Fishburne's little brother.
I was kind of getting the Apollo Creed...
Yeah.
Vibe from him.
I don't know. Either or.
Maybe because it was from the training montage.
Yeah, maybe from the training montage.
Which was like half the movie.
But like, right when they get dropped off, Billy, when Diana's like, I own you now, you're my slave, I own you, like, why are people...
Do you want to come up and fuck me?
Yeah, he's just like, she's talking to him on the TV, and he just goes, well, you're a crazy fucking bitch. Delivered it just like that, too. Well, you're a crazy fucking bitch. Just like...
Hello, lady that kidnapped me.
Yeah, it was just so... And, like, you don't even know what's going on. There's, like, this arena. It's very much looks like something from the set of Guts or American Gladiators.
Or abandoned shopping mall.
She has a throne with a computer next to it to keep tabs on the betting.
She's got her ticker.
Yeah, it's just like, Rex, Mad Dog... 20,000, 50,000, 60,000.
Turkey. Your lane. I don't know, it just looked like bowling stats.
And immediately, They like this is like immediate. They take Allison and already got her up in like some slut clothes immediately, and she's the first prize.
Nerds.
Like I just this is the reason why
they didn't even process her.
This is the reason why you're in there. The movie starts like half hour into another movie because why are Billy and Allison so fucking special?
They were in high school. He's a football player.
That's why they're special?
Yeah.
Just new. Fresh meat.
They're the only ones in their town that were actually going to graduate.
Yeah.
Well, when their football team was playing, it looked like the same team playing each other. Maybe it was a scrimmage. Because it was like a blue jersey team with a yellow helmet and a white jersey team with a yellow helmet. But the white team had blue letters. And the, I don't know, I was just like...
the blue team had white letters.
I was like...
This just reminded me of a weird... Yeah,
I was just like, what is this, like a...
I don't know, the scoreboard is working, so...
I thought maybe it was a scrimmage, because the school colors seemed to be blue, yellow, and white.
They were from a poor area.
I don't think that the... Whoever, production...
I don't think it's really relevant to the plot.
I don't think none of this,
nothing is relevant
just
to
like,
the...
get me about 30 jerseys.
What plot, Ryan?
But later on for this movie, I will need... What was it? Like a hovercraft?
It was a hang glider.
The hang glider, yeah, we'll get to that insanity. And so, at first I didn't understand, because they really don't explain it, who's betting on this stuff?
People with money.
Yeah, but it's not explained till later on, like, who's betting? Because you can't really see that the people watching are, like, businessmen in, like, robes. It just looked like a million robed people. So I was like, where are people betting on this from? And then I saw a little beeper, and it reminded me of, like...
I thought they were all on their phones.
I thought it was, like, America's Funniest Home Videos, you know, when they would take the things out and, like, vote at the end. Like, that's so cool. It was, like, playing that same song. America,
you
beep. Yeah.
I always thought that song was insulting. Because it's like...
You're all a bunch of fucking fools.
Like, you're a bunch of bumbling idiots. This is you. Here you are.
And why do they keep chanting freedom?
Because if they made so much money...
They'd make $10 million!
Yeah, and they would go free, apparently.
But then you get shot in a hotel room.
I thought that freedom meant...
Did you not see the rest of the video? That they didn't show everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they show everybody that video?
They just didn't care. They didn't give a
fuck.
That
guy, and he was, like, banging all those broads, but then he got two guys with pantyhose on their head, ran in and shot him when he was having a threesome. It's like, you get to be free for a little while, and then we get to kill you.
I must have been doing dishes or something at that point.
She goes into the... Okay, remember the video they watched?
Uh-huh.
That they show him with the rich guy, and he's got, like, the chicks?
Yeah, it's like, I escaped. Here's my whores.
Yeah, he's like, I made all the $10 million. Because it's like... You got a million, or you got like a cut of the thing.
You get 10%.
Yeah, so you had to get like 10 million total was like the way to escape. Which, how did they set that point? Like, who was like, all right, 10 million, we can't give you any more money. You get all the money, you get $10 million, and you don't say anything to anybody ever about this. Because we trust you to not say.
They didn't even get 10 million. 10 million they had to have earned for her, and they got 10% of it.
Oh, I
so
thought
they got $1 million.
I thought they had to keep earning the 10% until they reached 10 million. So they were just there for a long fucking time. Basically, you're never going to get out of here. But this one guy, he accumulated $10 million, was able to go on his own, and decided not to tell anybody about
this. Accumulated the 10 million, but only got 1 million.
Well, he decided not to tell anybody about this.
Apparently, $1 million leaves you rich beyond
rich and
imagine.
Puss.
Well, in 1990
rich.
Or whatever the fuck this movie came out,
it wouldn't even last a fucking lifetime.
Do a currency converter. Travel back in time and tell us compared to the current dollar.
I'm not doing that.
Fine.
Travel back in time and get stuff that'll be worth money now.
There used to be this weird show on TV. This reminded me like of a Zane. Like, late night, like, Red Shoe Diary situation, where it's just, like...
With rape shoe
like,
diaries.
Softcore porn, but, like, some of that was, like, the 90s, some 90s stuff that was supposed to be, like, sensual was, like, super rapey, and it didn't make any sense.
Oh, there was a TV movie called The Rape of Richard Beck, and it had Colonel Trautman from Rambo getting raped in it. He thought...
Man rape?
Yeah, he thought rape victims were, brought it upon themselves, until he got raped.
Wait, I did see. I heard something. I remember.
It's a pretty absurd movie. He's a cop, then he gets raped. Mm-mm. And he's like, now I understand that rape victims are...
Don't ask for it!
Yeah.
I think you said, you talked about that.
My butt hurts.
My butt hurts. Yeah, and then I can't believe... one, Billy, he's a pussy.
Yeah.
He's like, Allison! Allison!
I'll kill you!
I'll kill you!
Don't touch her!
The whole time, he's just like the whiniest.
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be this tough guy, and he's like the biggest wimp.
Yeah, he was a weirdo.
Until he pushes it to the limit in those montages.
And yeah, until he pushes it to the limit, and then he's like, I got this sweet outfit. Who was... You know what they didn't show this movie? The person making all the outfits for everybody. Where was that person in the back?
The Chinese team was pretty fly.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Did you see him?
He was wearing...
And why was the Mexican guy like a Bruce Lee?
Duh.
I don't know.
I
thought he was like Asian for a while, until they really showed him, and I was like, that guy's Mexican.
Yeah, he definitely called him Vato at one point.
He was wearing
a flannel
all the way buttoned up to the top.
That's how you know.
He got a raw deal, though, at the end. His death was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, well, you know what? All he ever did in the gym was stretch. Every time they showed the gym scenes, he was just stretching.
But he was running around with that machine gun at the end, just killing everybody. I don't remember this
Yeah, person. And you know how everybody was like, when they died, they just went,
oh, man!
Favorite part of the whole movie.
That was the best part.
I could watch the ending with everybody dying over and over again. It was just like they just add like, oh, how many screams do we have to add in? I don't know, about 40. All right, start going. It's just like, oh, that's how you sound when you die? Well, I guess, I don't know.
Yippee!
Yeah. Might as well.
There were weird noisy ones that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, there was like, whoa! It's like, he just got, like, and the one guy got shot in the dick and he proceeded to run up a table and then the table flopped over on him and he fell. I was like, was that supposed to happen? Like, I don't know. Like, okay, this thing's gonna go off on your dick and then just run up this table and fall. Like, I was just like, because even the actors like looked confused when he fell off the table. They, like, I thought they were gonna go shoot him again, and like, no, he's dead or something.
Yeah, it was really, I don't know.
He's dead or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably raped somebody, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Because the guards were super creepy.
Yeah, why did it seem like the slaves got better treatment than the guards?
Yeah.
The one guard
was, like, gay or something.
The one guard wanted to get in on the threesome. He came in on Billy's threesome, and he's like, oh, I brought you this, thought maybe I could get in on the action. And he's like, no. He just flat out told him no, and then he's like, and he just stood there, like, awkwardly, and then it was just like, all right, I guess I'm gonna go now. Mm-mm. Like, that was a scene in this movie. Like, I guess I can't join the threesome that I was... really pumped for.
I brought them a bottle of booze.
Yeah, I don't... He got that black chick earlier, so he shouldn't be complaining.
Oh, when was the raping?
Well, the first rape was Allison.
Yeah.
She was a virgin.
And then there were, like, weird cutaways to, like, the rape face.
Yeah, like, and then she was getting raped, they forced Billy to watch his girlfriend, who has never had sex before, ever, get raped. So her first experience is getting raped by this giant, muscly man, Rex.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then he came really quick.
Yeah.
Once he finally got her down and got it in, he was just like, And then he goes, who's next?
Oh, yeah.
And he looked over at the, like, mass amount of
the
women. Yeah, I was just like, who's next?
Mm-hmm, whatever.
Like, I guess, alright.
He power lifts and power fucks.
And I just could never understand why Diana wanted Billy so bad. Like, she was basically...
He's young.
Gangly.
That one scene, she was basically just jerking him off.
Yeah.
She was, like, rubbing his crotch, like, the whole time.
I remember, like, periodically looking up from playing Heyday every once in a while to there being just some scattered crotch rubbing.
Yeah, I was petting some dogs.
And yeah, and then she's like... And then the one girl's talking to Allison, and she's like, oh, you know, the rape's not so bad when you're with a winner like Rex.
Yeah.
Rape's okay when you're with a winner.
At least
well,
you're
nobody
with
wants
a winner.
To get raped by a loser.
Well, at that point, I think it's just consensual. It's not rape anymore. If you're fine with it.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
Well, she's like...
At least that guy's
and then,
hot.
And then she's like... He
that's
wore,
what she said.
She's like,
he
well,
wasn't
he,
hot to me. I'm saying that's what she thinks.
She's like, that's just a, being a whore. You're all just whores. We're all whores.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then she's okay with it eventually.
It was all an elaborate ruse.
And one thing it bothered me so much is why, especially Billy and Allison, because they just got there, why wouldn't they ask, like, where they are?
Why wouldn't you say, like, are you the police?
They got kidnapped, and they're just like, this is a situation we're going to deal with now. Like, they're like, one time was somebody like, where are we? Nobody felt the need to ask that.
No.
I feel like that's number one question. Where am I? It's
like, you, here, do this, stab that guy, your girlfriend's getting raped. Yeah. And then you, be a slave.
Yeah.
I guess, okay, rape me, fine.
And when he first meets Wagner, and Wagner is explaining to him, like, how to, like, train and what he has to do, he's like, he says...
We train via montage.
He said, pussy may make you hard, but...
It makes
your brain soft.
That was one of the ones I was gonna write down. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And then, those guards... They tried to rape Billy.
Yeah.
And then when the other one guy was holding Billy down, the other guy goes, do it!
Put your dick in him!
Just like, and then Wagner comes in to brick it up, like, get off him, he's mine.
Yeah, I own that little chicken shit.
Yeah. Oh, what he told the guy was, he goes, haven't you heard? Superman is black, freak face.
Yeah.
What? And...
That's one of the main reasons why I think this was written by a 12-year-old.
He says, "Having heard Superman is black, freak face," and the guy hands over his gun.
Okay.
He doesn't punch him.
Black
he
Superman.
Doesn't do anything. He just says that line, and it intimidates two men
with a shotgun
that much to hand over their weapons.
Okay.
The guards at the prison. Or whatever this place is. No. It's not even a prison. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand.
Freak face.
And the fact that they were just willfully locked up. Just like, yeah, okay.
wait, the closing line. When he gets in his face, he says, yeah, why don't you two just go hump each other?
Yeah, that was true.
Well, it's so funny that, like, this scene, and he protects him, immediately follows, like, the beginning of many training montages.
Yeah.
And the transitions are like pinwheel spins from each training with a different weapon. And the one time they're training with, like, He-Man swords, almost.
Yeah.
And when they're done and they're talking, Billy is holding the sword by the blade, like, sideways. Like, no. What? This is... You know, nobody does that. And then, right here, this is when Billy... Shortly after, I think it was Billy tries to escape. He, like, disguises himself as a guard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I dozed off for about 10 to 15 minutes.
You didn't miss anything.
What's-her-face pretend that she was chained?
No.
Well, I woke up, and then all of a sudden, Allison was, like, a super whore.
Yeah, she had on that weird glow-in-the-dark lipstick. And then it just looked like
she had silver spray paint all over her face.
Like she was huffing.
And then she was like, I love it. I want it, bitch.
She was like, rape is fine. Keep raping me, Rex.
Or something weird.
And then she was wearing, like, what looked like a white lace thing with donuts underneath it. There was, like, two donuts by her boobs and then a donut by her vagina.
Donuts?
They were, like, circles. Like, it was, like, a lace thing with big circles underneath, like, circling, these are the boobs, this is the vagina.
These are my lady parts.
Yeah. I was just like, okay, I guess this is...
We got it.
And what should have probably been, like, the final fight they probably should have built up to, Rex versus Billy, happened, like... Like, there were still, like, 45 minutes of the movie left.
Yeah, I paused it for a second, and I'm like, wait a minute, why is there so much longer?
We're like, maybe this will be the end.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, this should be the final fight, right? I was just like, I can't believe this is a thing. And Billy ends up winning. He headbutts the guy's dick, like, 4 or 5 times.
He wasn't headbutting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And then... I thought when he won, he got to get Allison. Wasn't that the deal?
He just got to get a bitch.
Well, he got tied to a bed and jerked off by Diana. She told him,
you can do this or you can whatever with me.
And then I assume she raped him.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know about that, but...
He was tied to the bed. he was like moaning like, it does feel good. And she's like, see, you hate me. You hate me so much. You love it. And she was like, and then she was like, go put oils on her hand and was like rubbing his crotch. He still had like the thing on, but she's like rubbing the oil on his like cod piece.
Oh my god. Yeah. She was dressed some point where like super, there is no Dana, only Zool Park in there. Chair. Yeah.
Yeah, and from here, from that point, I really didn't know what was going on from there.
No.
They were trying to devise a plan. I couldn't follow the plan to escape. Until it happened, I didn't know the plan.
And then you realize it wasn't much of a plan, because pretty much everybody died.
Yeah, it wasn't much. Like, Wagner gave his girl to the guard, because he's like, she doesn't want to have a three-way. And I was like, whoa, is this like, I didn't know if that was part of the plan or not. I mean, it ended up being, but at first it just seemed like, oh, she doesn't want a three-way. Get out of here. Like, oh.
What was there? I just looked up at one point and then Billy was in bed, or someone was in bed with, like, a bunch of women, and one of the women was, like, sawing one of the bedposts in half.
Yeah, that's what they're using to make guns out of.
Yeah, I mean, those little...
The orgy was a ploy, so one of the naked broads could cut the bedposts off.
See, I didn't even get that. I didn't understand what was going on
Yeah, either. That was when the guard wanted to get in
on it. Yeah, when he wanted to get in on it. And What happened when he started the "We Want a Funeral" chant?
Oh, we want a funeral. That one guy we died.
Yeah, he hung himself.
Yeah, yeah, he killed. One guy killed himself.
Yeah,
he wanted to cause some civil unrest because Wagner said that the only way to get out is to get everyone to band together. So he thought by getting everyone to chant for a funeral, they would all get together. They're like, they didn't give us a funeral. We need to escape.
Yeah, and then he just got whipped.
Yeah. And she's like, you're not getting a motherfucking funeral!
Yeah. Oh, God. I was just like, we want a funeral. Yeah.
And they couldn't even chant in unison.
So around, I think it was around that part is when that scene happened, where she goes back into the room after whipping him, turns on the TV, it's that Freedom video where it's showing the guy, and then she fast forwards to, like, the end, and then that's when the two guys with the pantyhose on their head run into the hotel room and shoot the fucking guy up while he's having a threesome. She just went and walked in the room and was like, this is what I want to watch.
It's the only channel.
I guess. Oh, my favorite part's about to come up.
Oh, yeah.
It's either this or the horribly distorted Spice Network.
And I like when he told that black guy, the Mexican guy, who, Bruce Lee, Mexican guy, that about the plan, he was just like, he just gave a thumbs up.
Yeah,
he didn't really say anything. He was just like, all right. And then awkward, like, thumbs up.
Yeah, I don't know. At one point, I stopped being like, I understand. And well, then I went to, like...
Yeah, and then at the end, like, care. Wagner, it's apparently his, like, last fight. Why didn't he just be like, I don't want the plan. This is my last fight. I'm free.
Because he knew.
He knew what? He won! He could have just walked away!
He knew. He said earlier in the movie that when they were talking, that Diana was watching them on camera, so he said...
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff he said about going free, he just said it for show. Because he knew he wasn't going to go free.
Oh, all right.
He knew escape was the only option.
Yeah.
So, well, he wins his final fight, and they decide not to kill the guy because the guy who is not Asian, who, like, runs the Asian team...
Decides
to pay $1 million for that guy not to die. So this guy, like, cares about his people, but, like, maybe the Chinese team wasn't, like, captured people. Maybe they looked like a team of, like, they were ready for this shit.
Fighters.
Not, like, just Joe Schmo off the street. They look like legit people. So maybe he had, like, an actual team of people, as opposed to going around kidnapping people and forcing them into a battle arena. By the way, why was this movie called Legion of Iron?
I don't know. There was lots of clang-clanging around.
There was no Legion of
Iron. Why was it called Legion of Iron?
Yeah. None of that. It was like, it should have been.
I just thought about that. I just looked at the title for a second and I was just like, why?
Why not Legion of Lead? There was more.
Should have been like Sex Pervert Dungeon.
Much more guns. That gun they made sucked. It didn't work for him.
No.
It looked like one of those little pop guns. Mm-hmm. You have when you're a little kid and the little thing pops out. That's what it looked like.
It worked for Allison.
Yeah, she shot that guy in the head. But then it didn't work for Wagner, and then he got shot a bunch of times in the back.
The string just broke.
He just got shot a bunch of times in the back.
Whoopsies.
And then when they started shooting Wagner, she's like, get him! And so she was shooting Wagner, and so were some of the guards. And then this innocent woman on to the side got hit with one of the shotgun blasts.
No, that was like the main bitch. So bad.
Rex's main girl.
Yeah, the HBIC.
Yeah, she was like, I was just like, wow, that was weird to have her just randomly get shot off. She was boom! And she went flying. I was like, alright. Oh, she was probably like, woo! And then like that was her like death noise. Because all the death noises. And then it just turned into killing time. And the deaths were just so violent and absurd. Like, for a movie that didn't have much going for it, the deaths were absurdly violent. Like, the bloodshed. That was, like, where they spent all their money. Like, blood. Fake blood.
Hang gliders.
I just couldn't hang with that, literally.
And hang gliders. So, when they're escaping, I had so many questions when they're escaping. Because they escape, they get in that truck, and I'm like, where's Diana? What about her? Obviously, it comes back into play, but it's just like, what about her? Like, what's, like, I was just like, is everything just okay now? Everything's just fine. This is just, we escaped. And then there's a super boring chase scene where so many people die, like, of their team that are left on their car. That woman in the back with the gun, she gets shot.
Like, oh, yeah.
And the Asian guy.
Yeah, the Asian guy.
The Mexican guy, that's what I was talking about. You don't see him really, except he'll pop out and shoot his machine gun a few times. But when the truck rolls over, he's the only one left in the bed of the truck, and you see the horrible dummy flopping around as the truck's rolling, and then in slow motion as it hits the ground and then explodes.
And then you can like clearly see it looks like a fucking marionette puppet.
Yeah, so that was evidently the Mexican guy. He was unaddressed.
He just turned into a puppet.
He was just the dummy.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
Ragdolling all over the place.
I like when they grapple hooked that guy out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we want to talk about dummies. The dummy body that flew out of the car with the door.
Yeah, I remember
was
that
just
one.
Absolutely just ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, they defeat that guy, and it's just Billy and Allison left.
Mm-hmm.
And in comes this fucking hang glider with a gun attached to it.
It's not even attached. It's just, like, resting.
Oh, I thought it was attached.
I thought it was attached to the bar.
Yeah, because she was hands-free at
one point. It was like an M16.
Yeah.
When she was shooting, I thought
she just had it resting on the bar.
Yeah, or something.
And then they're trying to get away from her. She's flying by a million times shooting this gun. And Billy hits the only fucking bush in the entire desert. Like, there was nothing for miles. There was no bushes or anything.
Whoa.
And then there's one bump in the road bush, and he hits it and flips over. And then they flip over, they hurry up and get out. He's, like, smashed. I thought he was dead because he's, like, smashed. And she climbs over him to get out, Allison. And they walk away, explosion.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Jumps up and jumps onto the hang glider.
Duh, you have to.
I was just like,
down.
And then he just threw her
out. Yeah, he like super just pushed her out of it.
And you can clearly tell the scene of when he threw her out was way higher up than they ever were, because they clearly, for some reason, just couldn't have thrown a dummy from that thing. They had to show a real person falling.
It was pretty. It was
so they had
person.
To like go way high up so this person who was act like they're falling could have time to like deploy a parachute. And
I just think the hang glider was.
The hang glider is just ridiculous.
But the thing with the hang glider is that you mentioned nobody asked where the fuck they were. After he throws her out of the hang glider and lands it safely, so you know he knows how to fly it. Why do they just walk away? Why didn't they take the fucking hang glider and fly to civilization?
Maybe they were worried. Well, no, if it ran out of gas, he would just glide down to the ground.
Yeah, they.
Did the hang glider had a fan in the back of it, right?
Yeah, it had an engine.
Okay, well, did they have a fan that it was making it go high up in the air and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
It had to, because she kept flying up and down.
Yeah, it
and it wasn't in circles.
I just remember, like, that's going to be the most cumbersome position to be in if you think you're going to, like, shoot someone and then, like, your gun isn't secure. Don't you, hang gliding, you control with the...
With the bar.
Yeah, right?
And so, well, hers you can control with the steering wheel.
Was it a steering wheel?
That's what she had.
Oh, did she?
I thought she, like...
It looked like a go-kart attached to...
Right.
They make those, but they usually have big, giant fans in the back.
I thought she was just
had an engine in the back, so...
But yeah, at the end, I wrote really big because I was so unbelievably upset and just confused. Where are they? How do they get home? How do they explain any of this? How do they explain this? Do they tell the police and then bring them back to that location and be like, look at all these dead people. Look at this underground layer. Look at this military base that's outside. There was a military base, like, kind of ish outside. They were, like, giving away the location of the secret location almost.
Yeah.
Because why would there be this military thing out in the middle of nowhere? It had, like, cowhide print on some of this shit.
Authentic cowhide. Military gear.
Yeah.
We're just a dairy farm. Don't pay us any mind.
Yeah. It's okay. We're just not... We're not battling people to the death against their will in here. Well, some people volunteered.
I think they were just high school kids, so they're like, whatever. Because, like, at the end, she, like, kissed him, like...
Whatever. We can just walk through the desert forever.
Why not take that?
Time to go home, lols.
And we don't know where we're at. And we don't know. We don't know what direction. We don't even know if this direction is the right direction.
We were raped and robbed of everything, but whatever. We get to go home now.
Every direction was the wrong direction. The art direction. The cinematography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was yikes.
There is somebody on IMDb who loved this movie.
Of course.
It says, great fantasy fodder.
Oh.
Vampy Erica Nan chews the scenery up in this. As the sexy evil Queen Diana, who lords it over her subterranean desert gladiator gambling lair. They put liar, but I'm pretty sure they meant lair.
Way to go!
You have to read it exactly how the
movie is. Deadly, or gladiator gambling liar. She plays the deadly bitch broadly. They put in parentheses. And with obvious relish, the twisted villainess will have have most male viewers drooling.
Whoa, drooling.
This person gave it 10 out of 10 stars.
That guy obviously likes being slapped across the face repeatedly while someone bites his ball sack and
gets really oily hand jobs.
I like this one. Back when video stores were still a thing, they needed product to fill their shelves and movies like this were it, which is very true. That's how Troma became so big. The premise of this film is a football star and his girlfriend are kidnapped to participate in bizarre gladiator games. We don't ever get full frontal nudity, or the shootout, and the shootout scenes are done cheap, but there is a very big sequence at the end with lots of explosions and the dominatrix character strafing the getaway truck from a hang glider. No, I'm not making the last part up. I like this part. We don't ever get full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
For a movie with a lot of rape, there was no nudity.
No.
It's surprising. Surprising. You'd think a movie with so much rape.
They had to squeeze that in. They didn't think no thing of rape in the 80s. They didn't.
This is 1990, Jim.
Oh, well, I mean, we were more refined late people 80s, then. Early 90s.
I like this guy's, the beginning of this guy's review. Much like the Hoff, Billy Hamilton was looking for freedom. to reference David Hasselhoff.
Much like the Hoff. No.
David Hasselhoff could be in the sequel, maybe. That'd be cool.
What did he sing that one song?
See, this guy thought that guy was Asian too, but he was clearly Mexican. He goes, the possible exception of the Asian guy who was barely in it.
Who was barely Asian.
Yeah, he wasn't even Asian. He was Mexican.
There was an Asian guy that was with them at the end.
Yeah, he got killed.
Oh, I thought there was a... Maybe
he was the guy that was fighting Billy, the guy with the two swords. Wasn't he fighting Billy?
Honestly,
No, he was the one fighting Wagner.
During those, like, caravan chases, I wasn't paying attention to who was in whose car. At first, I thought that the Asian guy and the one girl with the machine gun, I thought they were chasing Billy and the lady. I didn't follow who was in what car. It didn't make any sense to me. And then there was that weird clown car montage of guys, the guys jumping out and being like, hoi, hoi,
yeah, just dying.
Wait, ooh, wait. And it was just like, you know, the shot would go back to like standing on the car. Like, now just like jump off or just like fall over to the side. Grab your groin, roll your eyes in the back of your head and yell.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was a Legion of Iron. Mm-mm.
Not one of my recommendations.
Lump of coal.
Oh, this person says it was possibly written by a 15-year-old, so...
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, close enough with you on that one.
Probably Jeffrey Dahmer.
What was this? Especially worth noting the outfit he wears in the arena, a silvery hot pants affair such as might be donned by a drag queen at a Salute to Cher festival.
It's true. It was very Liberace.
Yeah, it was quite something else, I guess. I don't know what else to say. But this movie is ridiculous. If you want to watch it, it is available on Netflix. Cover of the Netflix poster on there makes it look like it's going to be kind of awesome. Like, if I saw that at the video store when I was, like, fucking 5 or 6 years old or whatever, I'd be like, this looks awesome.
Give me that.
Right? Or if you're like a young boy.
I don't remember what it looked like.
It was like two dudes fighting in like a badass looking arena thing. It looked awesome. Like Legion of Iron? Fuck yeah. I'd totally rent this movie. And then I'd watch it and be like, like one of those things like, have you ever seen Legion of Iron? And everybody would be like, no. I'm like, well, I did when I was a kid.
One of those things.
Yeah, one of those things. Well, next week we are going to watch Existence.
Yeah.
With a Z.
It's lowercase e, capital X, lowercase I, S, T, E, N, uppercase Z.
You know what the name reminds me of? Those commercials for the Extends. Male enhancement.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time I saw this on Netflix, because I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Every time I saw it, I would think Extends. This movie is a David Cronenberg film. It stars Jude Law and Jennifer Jason Leigh, Ian Holm, and Willem Dafoe as a character named Gas. So we have that to look forward to.
Gas.
So the movie is a game designer on the run from assassins must play her latest virtual reality creation with a marketing trainee to determine if the game has been damaged. It says, where does reality stop and the game begin?
Oh, shit.
Thumbs up from Roger Ebert.
Oh.
That's good.
It only has a 6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Aww.
That's above average.
Yeah, a little bit. And it says, one of the reviews says, makes The Matrix look like Child's Play. Does that mean the movie Child's Play or just Child's Play in general?
Like, literally.
You have to be specific.
When you're writing a review.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
especially about movies. When comparing two movies.
Oh, this person who wrote a review on IMDb is like, death to the demon, The Matrix.
Whoa.
Like, they're really pissed about The Matrix and this movie not being like a thing.
Oh, God.
It doesn't look
so bad.
There's so many taglines. Play it, live it, kill for it. Or play or be played. Connect, complete, collide. Into your body, under your skin, beyond your senses. A game to live or to die for. Why does it have so many taglines?
Tagline for subtitle.
So yeah, Existence.
Mm-hmm.
Existence.
Or Existence. I don't know how we're supposed to emphasize here. I guess the X and the Z.
I like Existence.
Existence. Mm-hmm. There you go. Maybe they pronounce it like that in the movie. Maybe that's the name. I'm assuming that's the name of the virtual reality game.
Probably.
So, you know, virtual reality was a big deal in the 90s.
Lawnmower Man. Awesome.
This is 99, though, so I think we're a little bit over the virtual reality craze. Lawnmower Man had already been out. What, you got upset that I'm...
No, I'm just so burnt up about virtual reality.
Oh, I thought you were just, like, bummed out that I mentioned Lawnmower Man.
Reality kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, virtual reality is probably scary. Well, burn your retina.
That's why there's the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
They got
Oculus Rift.
There's the Oculus Rift thing, when you put it on, and you ride this, a roller coaster somewhere. But then when you put it on, it's like you're riding on, like, dragons and stuff. But it goes with the roller coaster.
Mr. Bones, Wild Ride.
Somebody's going to have a heart attack because of that.
Mr. Bones.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Mr. Bones?
What's Mr. Bones?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
I'm lost. I don't know. So, anyways, next week, Existence from 1999. It is on Netflix. Check it out. For B-Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
And, well, again, no boobs.
Mm-mm.
No boobs.
It's the best of the worst B-Movie Breakdown.